in the neighborhood where I live, there was a house, and the people took very nice care of the place. You know, the lawn was always mowed, and bushes trimmed, and flowers were around, and the house was always neat and clean, you know. You didn't have garbage laying all over the yard. Well, anyway, they had to move. So they decided they wanted to keep their house when they moved to the other place. And they decided to rent it out. They were very careful about who they rented it out to. They thought they knew the person pretty well. So anyway, over a period of 2 or 3 years, you could see a gradual deterioration. Now, even though the people who were renting the place were very capable, and they were young enough and capable enough to take care of things, pretty soon you noticed that the grass was not mowed regularly. Pretty soon the bushes were getting ugly, growing all over the place. You never saw any flowers anymore, unless one grew up by itself, a wild one. The house, you could tell, was just not being taken care of at all. And after a few years, the owners came back and went to see their house. And when they saw the outside, because they used the yard as a parking lot and stuff, you know, when they saw the outside of the house, they got very distressed. So they immediately rang the doorbell and wanted to go inside the house and found the place was a bloody mess. So they immediately had the renters ejected. Of course, they said, well, they thought they were doing a pretty good job taking care of things, but it was a total mess. So they had to redo the whole house. Once they got the renters out, they redid the house, cleaned up the yard, and had to do a lot of fixing up, repaint the house and all that kind of stuff. And now they're waiting to see if they can find somebody that they can really trust to rent the house, or they're going to sell it. It's something like the gospel story. You know, God gives us charge of his kingdom on earth, the church. He gives that to us and says, take care of it. You're in charge of it until I come again. But he never tells us when that time is going to be, except that it will come. And so he says in the gospel, watch. Don't let yourself be lulled into a laziness or disinterest or discontent or figuring, well, he hasn't been around for a few years, he's not coming back for a few more. The chosen people did that. You know, they had a very difficult time. From the first time that there was a promise of a Messiah until the Messiah actually came was hundreds of years, hundreds of years. And for the people to keep that hope alive, you know, sometimes they messed up. And so much so that sometimes when the Messiah did finally come, the leaders rejected him. So Jesus says to us, I entrust this kingdom to you, all of you. Each and every one of us has a role, a responsibility. I'm not sure what it all is. Maybe you don't know what yours is exactly. But somehow or another, you know that as long as you're doing what the Lord asks of you, that you're doing the right thing. And so he says, just watch, because you never know when the time has come when I will ask for an accounting of your stewardship. Today, this weekend, we have the annual collection for the retired religious. Extremely important collection because some retired religious, all through the years that they worked in churches and communities and schools and hospitals, they never collected a salary, maybe a buck a week or something of that nature, which is ridiculous, and room and board. So anyway, over the years, they had nothing to save. There's no Social Security for them. And they were not able to save enough to kind of provide for their old age. What the policy was in those days was that the next generation of religious would take care of the older generation. And so we have this annual collection to help support them because some of them live in absolute poverty, which is a disgrace for our church. And so tonight, Sister Pat's going to talk to you a little bit about this annual collection and probably a little bit about her own religious community. So would you please welcome Sister Pat.